It's been over a month since coronavirus really started disrupting Australian life. So, how's Australia doing? Is social distancing working yet? And when will this all be over? So, there's been over 6,300 cases of COVID-19 in Australia to date. That's a lot. But the good news is the number of new cases is going down. So, has the curve flattened enough for life to go back to normal? Are we all good? Short answer, no. You still have to stay at home. What Australians are doing is working, but we can't jump the gun and get our old lives back just yet. Before that happens, the Health Minister says we have to pass three tests. Test number one. There needs to be an even bigger sustained drop in cases. We've only had fewer than 100 new daily cases for less than a week. Test number two. Leaders need to be confident about the health system's rapid response capabilities. Basically, each state and territory needs to be satisfied they've got enough resources and equipment, especially ventilators, if there's a spike in cases. It's about knowing whether we can handle the worst-case scenario. Test number three, creating a safe exit plan. This test is super important. The government needs to figure out if test one and two are passed, how they gradually open stuff up again. Test three is about looking to other countries, like Singapore and South Korea, and learning what works. But after we pass those three tests, it's not like they'll flick a switch and everything will be back all at once. It'll happen gradually, maybe some states before others, and businesses and services will likely come back in stages. And no, sorry, we don't have a timeline or exact date for any of this. But the PM has continually said that social distancing measures will be in place for at least 6 months. And things like international travel restrictions are likely to be in place for much longer.